This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The number of measles cases recorded this year is more than triple the total from all of last year, with 5 months still to go. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say that 188 cases have been reported in 26 states and Washington, D.C. No deaths have yet been reported, but 93 people have been hospitalized with measles, mostly children under 5 years old. The U.S. has seen 13 measles outbreaks this year, the largest of which took off at a migrant shelter in Chicago in March and was linked to more than 60 cases. Last year, there were only 4 measles outbreaks in the U.S. and 58 cases in total. This year's tally is the highest since 2019, when the country nearly lost its measles elimination status. Experts attribute this year's uptick to 2 main factors: declining vaccination rates in the U.S. and a rise in measles cases worldwide. Around 85% of the people who got measles this year were either unvaccinated or had an unknown vaccination status. Many of the cases have been linked to international travel, meaning the disease was brought into the U.S. by travelers who were infected in other countries. Dr. Erica Prokoska, an infectious disease specialist at Johns Hopkins, said, "We live in a global community where vaccination rates everywhere affect diseases that are transmitted in the United States. But the main issue is that in the United States, our population is not at the threshold of vaccination that we should be." A person infected with measles can spread the disease to up to 90% of people close to them if those contacts are not immune. So public health officials recommend that communities have at least 95% vaccination coverage to prevent sustained transmission. That's what's known as herd immunity. Dr. Gregory Poland, director of the Mayo Clinic's Vaccine Research Group, said some people who are immunocompromised are not eligible for the MMR vaccine, so they depend on all the rest of us getting 2 doses. As of the 2022-23 school year, 93% of U.S. kindergartners had received 2 doses of the measles, mumps, and rubella, or MMR, vaccine, down from 95% in the preceding year. 12 states and Washington, D.C. had rates below 90%. The U.S. effectively eliminated measles in 2000, meaning the disease is no longer constantly present, though there are occasional outbreaks that originate in other countries. Before the first measles vaccine became available in 1963, 3 to 4 million people in the U.S. were infected every year, and 400 to 500 people died of the disease annually. Vaccine hesitancy, accelerated by misinformation during the pandemic, has contributed to the problem of lower vaccination rates. From 2021 to 22, measles cases increased 18% and measles deaths went up 43% worldwide. Common symptoms of measles include a high fever, cough, conjunctivitis, also known as pink eye, runny nose, white spots in the mouth, and a red bumpy rash that spreads from head to toe. Around 1 to 3 out of every 1,000 children infected with measles die from complications such as pneumonia or swelling of the brain. Did you know the Paris Olympics and every Summer Olympics features equestrian events, and each equestrian horse is an elite athlete in its own right, requiring as much care and attention as any human Olympian? With 200 riders and their equine partners arriving for the Games, the logistics to get the horses to the Games are involved. Horses, unlike their riders, can't just hop on a commercial flight. American horses travel on a specialized Boeing 727, charmingly dubbed Air Horse One. Air Horse One is no ordinary aircraft. It's a flying stable meticulously designed to ensure that the four-legged athletes travel in comfort and style. The horses are celebrities, treated with the utmost care to keep them calm and fit for competition. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.